Here in the U.S., we tend to take the ATM for granted. But in a developing country, it's something of a miracle. The standard cash machine requires not only a lot of technology, but also trust in the banking system. Our Planet Money team recently visited the country of Myanmar in Southeast Asia, also known as Burma. It's been isolated from the West for decades, but it now has ATMs. And NPR's Robert Smith has the story of the first one to connect to the world.
A young woman dressed head to toe in bright yellow is about to do something she has only done a couple of times in her life.
Yeah, I'm withdrawing my salary from the ATM machine.
Now, you electronically, it's deposited in your account, and then you pull the money out here.
Yeah.
Nan Tuen Ya works at an elementary school. She started using an ATM in March with limited success.
Some machine doesn't work, but we hope that it will be better in the future. Yeah.
Nan has come to this ATM machine in downtown Yangon because it has a sort of magic reputation. It's at the headquarters of CB Bank, the first cash machine in Myanmar to connect to banks all around the world. But getting this ATM up and running tells you a lot about the challenges that poor countries like Myanmar face. Inside the lobby of the CB Bank, you can see why they needed an ATM. The place is packed. People have brought in cash from their businesses in these giant rice bags. One of the managers here, Zhang Yao, says all they want to see is the transaction on paper.
I don't think they have internalized the process of virtual money yet. You know, like, you know, seeing your balance online, not in an actual black and white kind of paper and ink kind of way.
It looks like on this floor anyway, about half your employees are just dealing with the sheer physical management of pieces of paper.
Yes, they are.
The next room is all money counting machines. There is cash piled in the corners, like old newspapers. Burly guys lift the bags onto their shoulders.
You'll see, like, you know, some of them would stack really high and then throw it like this. Like, I've seen it in other banks too, so.
Literally throwing money around.
Yeah.
This all-cash economy is one of the things that's holding back everything in Myanmar. New businesses, international partnerships. The world no longer operates on rice bags filled with paper money. And for years now, the managing director at CB Bank, Pim Yen, wanted to move this place into electronic banking. But there was a problem. Because of the military dictatorship, there were international sanctions on Myanmar. Pay would call up places like Visa and MasterCard and leave a phone message.
But they do not reply any response from the day.
They never called you back?
They do not contact with us. Because we are under the sanctions that they are very scared about the American government there. That's why they do not contact with us.
The sanctions started to be lifted last year, and MasterCard started to return those phone calls. But years of being off the grid had taken its toll on Myanmar. I called up the guy in charge of the country at MasterCard, Antonio Coro, in Manila.
Myanmar was under isolation for more than four decades. So the infrastructure is quite old.
Coro says that normally when a bank has an international ATM, MasterCard brings in this giant box filled with servers and routers. It's about the size of a small fridge. But Myanmar didn't have the kind of phone lines, the communication lines that the box needed. They had to improvise. They hooked up the Myanmar ATM with a direct connection halfway around the world.
To a centrally located processor in St. Louis.
So instead of bringing the box to Myanmar, this special box is in St. Louis?
Yeah. St. Louis is our global technology headquarters, so MasterCard.
So late last year, CB Bank hooked up a generator in the building for the daily power outages. They opened that direct line to St. Louis and finally fired up their international ATM. Over the next few months, they installed dozens more around the country. Other banks followed, but there's still one more problem to solve. Trust. Banks have a terrible reputation in Myanmar. During the repressive era, there were runs on the banks, corruption. Numbers are hard to come by, but it's estimated that less than 10% of the people here have bank accounts. Even middle-class families operate on a cash basis. Zaya Tu, a business columnist with the Voice newspaper, keeps his money at home.
Many of us, we don't trust the banks because, you know, the banks, they don't work very well. If you want to withdraw the money from the bank and then you face difficulties, sometimes you have to bribe the staff at the counter to get your own money back.
You have to bribe them?
Yeah, to get your money back. So people don't normally want to go to the, you know, bank and put money in there, so they put the money under their mattresses.
Back at CB Bank, they say that bad things may have happened in banks in the past, And yes, they still have to build trust. And really, that's one of the reasons why they went to all the trouble to install an ATM so prominently outside of the bank. They even put a video loop on the ATM. It shows rows of young women in uniform carrying large stacks of money around, as if to demonstrate that there is indeed something inside this machine. The real trust builder is seeing your friends and your neighbors successfully pull out cash. Nantuanye, the woman who was withdrawing her salary, seemed surprised when cash popped out.
Today is work, so I'm lucky.
Someday in Myanmar, getting cash out of a machine won't be worth a mention. But not yet. Robert Smith, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Lincoln Financial Group. For over 100 years, working to help Americans take charge of their futures and become their own chief life officers.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.